You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Illinois State University Galleries in Uptown Normal currently has up a show from Rob Swainston called We Thought They Thought What We Thought, But They Didn't. Curated by Barry Blinderman, the show features woodblock prints on oversized sheets of fabric and paper. Blinderman explains Swainston utilizes the ancient technique of woodblock printing, but with a modern sensibility.
What Rob's doing is really, really unusual. The scale is such that I've only seen a few artists such as Robert Rauschenberg or Frank Stella ever making prints this big.
How tall is that?
That's 16 and a half feet tall. The image is about 15 and a half. And it was made with two pieces of plywood, which he had to then carve into. For me, the reason I wanted to show it is it speaks to the world I'm living in, where fact easily passes as fiction, where the bombardment of images around us confuses us. We can't take things in.
We can't really focus in on these fabric ones at all because there's layers going on.
Exactly. And that's where his title, for the show, which he named, comes in. We thought they thought what we thought, but they didn't. So that refers to, we think that we can draw a line from the past to the present. We think that we can understand what we're reading. We think that we can know what's on the mind of people, across the world, when we don't even know what's on the minds of the people that are next door or next to us even,
It's amazing that he can explore that through woodblocks.
And that's the thing, like, we think of printmaking as being kind of factually oriented. Now, printmaking is the precedent. It's really the earliest print form. So by taking this form that we usually think of as being little and making on a really grand scale, and by making images that are really hard to read, and in fact it does make you dizzy, some of this is happening because of the moiré, which you get from having three layers of, there are three screens here in front of each other.
Oh, don't apart. Knock them over.
Yeah, no, but that one just came apart. We're going to have to fasten that. And so one works against the other. Over here, there's a negative image, right? Over here, behind it, it's a positive. And this one's kind of clear. And then behind it is another image of the same thing. None of it's really lined up. This one, it's almost impossible to discern any imagery whatsoever. Whereas on these are identical images. This one and this one, only they're just done. They're struck in a different way. But here, if you look closely, you can start seeing, well, first of all, this says Lupkin. It's a German company that makes oil rigs. Here you can see, and in various places, like this image is kind of like the codex. This is the image that just about everything else in here comes from. So an oil rig. You see people, with their arms spread, or maybe their arms in front of their faces. I don't think they're talking about Dallas here. It's definitely about there's definitely a reference to the Middle East and what's driving it, the economics that's driving it. But at the same time, I've had people come in here and just say, oh, these are just so meditative and uplifting. And I'm looking at them and thinking, like, God, they're really kind of dark, aren't they?
They are dark.
In
they
color
are.
And everything. I mean, here, the image almost recedes into the background where it becomes almost a total abstraction. These actually began with digital prints. Beneath this is a digital print.
Yes, I can see it.
Then he put two or three layers of regular woodblock ink printing over the digital print. So again, it's another distortion of what isn't reality to begin with. So the slippage, here where, no image lines up with another is something that actually pretty much was popularized by Andy Warhol, who purposely, the first time he did his silk screens, maybe something came off register, and then he realized, wow, this is really something. And then after that, everything he did consisted of off register prints. So basically, the image, according to Rob, is just unstable. You don't know where you are, what you're looking at, and as you walk by, you're overwhelmed with these waves.
That's Barry Blinderman, curator of We Thought They Thought What We Thought, But They Didn't, currently up at the Illinois State University Galleries in Uptown Normal. The show continues through September 11th. I'm Laura Kennedy.